Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Ruthie Stiles from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children.
School's out. It's time for kids to be visiting and things to be going on. Seems to me like you've got a program or two that might be good for things like that.
We do have a program for things like that. We have our family resource libraries. One is in Burnsville and one is in Newland.
So now tell us about the family resource libraries.
We love the family resource libraries. You can bring kids and they can check out all kinds of really cool stuff to take home and play with for free.
Ah.
And you can bring it back and check out more stuff.
That way, if they get a little tired of it, if they're around a lot or if it's your kids, they'll have an opportunity to play with different things.
They will. And if you have kids that are coming to visit, then you can come and check stuff out and you have new stuff that you don't have to store. And you didn't have to buy it, and you can bring it back when they leave.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So a lot of folks do have, like grandparents have kids come in at different times across the summer, or this is available year-round, so it's a good opportunity. What age group kids are we talking?
The partnership focuses on children ages birth to five, but really kids birth through 7 or 8 years old can find things in our library that they enjoy.
And this is not like just a little bitty bucket of something. I'm sure there's small stuff, but there's big stuff for them to play with.
There is big stuff. We have toys, games, books, all of it educational, but we also have some thematic kits that they can come and check out. Totes that have, say, a music theme. So that's a noisemaker, but there are tambourines and maracas and lots of different things that they can make music with. Sylvia in the Burnsville Library is getting ready to change over the theme for the Family Resource Library, and it's going to be all about camping. So we have totes with camping stuff. You can camp in the living room, can do all kinds of fun camping things.
Yeah. So if folks want more information, they just need to stop by, probably be the best thing to do, in whichever office is closest, Newland or Burnsville.
Right. They can just come by and see what we have. We're there from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And like I said, we're in Burnsville near Bubba's. And in Newland, we are at 215 Pinola Street. So they're more than welcome to come by. And if they want to call and kind of, you know, get some more information about the libraries, then they're welcome to do that also.
Okay, so they can call and get more information. Of course, you have that going on, and we want folks to focus on that. But you also have other programs going on. Is Play and Learn continuing? Does that continue when school's out?
Yes, absolutely. Play and Learn continues when school's out. It's in CeeLo now on Wednesday mornings. So we have Play and Learn at CeeLo. We have Play and Learn at Spruce Pine Library on Tuesday mornings. One class is at 9:30, from 9:30 to 10:30, and then from 11 until 12. So we have two classes on Tuesday at the Spruce Pine Library, and then we have a class, we have a Play and Learn on Monday at the Book Exchange in Banner Elk, and then on Fridays we have it at the Newland Library.
Ah, excellent. That program continues to grow and just get better and better as well. And that's also for birth to five, is that right?
It is. It is.
And it's free.
It is free. And so that's an interactive program. We ask parents to bring their kids and stay and play with them. And then they're able to take some ideas about cool stuff to do at home and work on some skills and stuff like that with Play and Learn.
So to find out more about Play and Learn, if they want to know more, of course, they could just show up at the classes. But can they call other times to find out schedules and get information? Just call the offices?
Absolutely. You can call our Newland office at 828-733-2899 or our Burnsville office at 828-682-0717.
All right. I never like to leave talking to you without reminding everybody about the Imagination Library. How's that going?
That's going really well. We are currently sending out over 1,500 books a month.
And that's in Mitchell, Yancey, and Avery County.
Yep, sure is.
Is the statewide program, I mean, I know you probably don't hear that much about it, but is it starting to pick up pretty well across the state from what you hear?
Yeah, it started with a bang.
It really did.
And I think there are over 100,000 kids enrolled statewide now.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, that really is. And, of course, the Imagination Library program is what?
What you do is you enroll your child as soon after they're born as you can, and that child will get a free book in the mail every month through their fifth birthday. So if you do enroll them really early, they can start kindergarten with a personal library of 60 books.
It really is a neat program, and that's part of the Dolly Parton Foundation. That's part of one of Dolly's creations, and it's called the Imagination Library, and they can, I guess, look that up online or get in touch with you guys.
You can register online. You can look at smartstart.org and look under their featured initiatives tab, and then you can register online.
Yeah.
Or if that doesn't work, then please call our office or come by, and we can get you enrolled in that program.
And it is a great program. And literally, just as soon as you get home from the hospital, do it.
You can do that. We like to call those babies our 60 book babies. We did have one very proud grandmother who, I think her grandbaby was 45 minutes old when she enrolled her. So, you know, the race is on.
Hey, we want to beat that quicker than that.
We do. And it really is never too early to start reading to your baby.
Nothing more fun. Well, thanks for what the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children does, and Mitchell Yancey and Avery Counties. We appreciate you guys, and let us know what's happening.
We'll do it. Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest today, Ruthie Stiles from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children. Ruthie, thanks again for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.